The research titled Unearthing Exclusions Towards More Inclusive Zimbabwean Cities looked at gender equality in relation to women's experiences in urban areas. Consultant Shan Maseko told Studio 7 on the sidelines of a recent stakeholders meeting to disseminate some of the findings that the research was carried out in two residential areas each in Bulawayo, Harare and Kadoma, focusing on three main areas: housing, services and violence. Maseko said one of the major findings of the research is that there is a serious housing shortage resulting in overcrowding, which in turn leaves women vulnerable. She said most of those in need of accommodation cannot afford to buy housing stands or houses, and women remain disenfranchised owing to a number of institutional hindrances as well as corruption, barring them from accessing housing services as individuals. On service provision, Maseko said the research also showed that government had not been well prepared for the post-independence surge in rural to urban migration, which put a strain on infrastructure and services, especially water as well as sanitation.
I think one of the critical things is the fact that urban spaces were designed predominantly for single men who were also working in those areas. And then post-independence, that shifted. And now they became areas for families, households, and thriving communities. And certainly in the case of Mbare and Makakoba, also centers for business, informal trading, and a lot of activity. And really this was looking at whether those spaces had responded to that shift and the extent to which the gender inequalities had shifted, had changed in any way.
The research, done over a three-year period from 2013, was part of an international research project called Safe and Inclusive Cities. It was carried out by the Women's Law Center at the University of Zimbabwe in collaboration with Oxfam Canada and was led by Professor Julie Stewart. Rosalie Katsande, a PhD candidate with the Women's Law Center and co-lead researcher, said there were many similarities in the areas in which the study was undertaken.
It's amazing how the findings duplicate themselves in the three cities. I think basically mainly due to the historical, right, going back in history, pre-independence, post-independence, because you can see Mbare, you can easily equate it with Makokova and even Rimuka in Kadoma, because these are pre-independent settlements or townships. It's the same issues of overcrowding, several families in the same rooms. I can't call them houses, right? These are rooms that were made for single men, but now they are accommodating families.
Turning to the issue of violence, Maseko said although the research also showed that women consider interpersonal violence as a serious problem, many of the other problems that they ranked above it are part of what is known as structural violence, which is described as, quote, everyday violence or part of the normative fabric in social and political life. She said there was a link between interpersonal violence, particularly domestic, and structural violence involving access to justice, adding that structural violence worsens domestic violence.
I think the key findings really are around the fact that structural violence is pervasive and very complex, and particularly for women in terms of their experiences with institutions, accessing services, accessing houses, all of these components. I think one of the clearest examples of what we mean by structural violence is around access to justice, but particularly around reporting to the police. This is a common story that we've heard time and time again. A number of women spoke about experiencing violence from their partner and going to the police to report this case and the police telling them to go home and bring the husband so that they can, you know, chat to him, talk to him or arrest him.
Maseko said the research also found that there was a correlation between men's unemployment and increase in domestic violence, with some women revealing that their husband's loss of jobs meant that their husband stayed at home more, limiting their freedom to also engage in income-generating projects and help look after their families. Stavison Lovu, another researcher in the project, said although civic organizations have often come up with various ventures aimed at assisting ordinary women and other vulnerable groups, some of the women interviewed in the study said the NGO's interventions are often ineffective and create problems in other instances.
They felt that civic society organizations had problems that they had envisaged in their offices that had nothing to do with particular communities.
The researchers say they will share their findings with policymakers so as to help ensure that the problems identified in the research can be addressed. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shala.